Welcome to your daily devotional, August 5th, A Peg in His Holy Place, Ezra chapter 9 and verse 8. And now for a little while, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a peg in His holy place, that our God may enlighten our eyes and give us a measure of revival in our bondage. The period of the Babylonian captivity had ended for Israel, and many of the captives were returning to Jerusalem. Ezra the priest was tasked with setting these folks on a good spiritual track as they arrived. The children of Israel had received grace, unmerited favor, and a second chance. God always preserves His remnant of those of true faith in Him, and so He did in this instance. The imagery of a peg in His holy place is one of a nail in the wall, a place to hang something up. We use the expression of our homes as a place to hang our hat. There may even be another place that you often visit where there is a spot for you to hang up your coat as you arrive for a nice visit with friends and loved ones. When someone hangs up their coat as they arrive in His holy place, there are two results. First, that our God may enlighten our eyes. A time of deep prayer and Bible reading and study will alert us to the blessed reality of spiritual truth. Having the sin nature still within us, we are still, in that sense, in our bondage. But there is spiritual freedom with Christ Jesus. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We surely receive a measure of revival from knowing Him and being in His presence. The world can be a scary and uncertain place, but the believer always has a peg in his holy place. There is a place to go and a God to go to. We are groaning under the weight of the trials of this life. God awaits you there. In fact, as you walk into the door of prayer, illuminated by God the Holy Spirit and the inspired Word of God, look there to the right of the door. God does not count His people as strangers, but as beloved friends. There is a peg in His holy place for your coat and hat. Stay a while, and may times of refreshing in His holy presence restore your joy and strength today.